really, it's been a little bit overwhelming. So many donations of dresses. I've got about 50 dresses now, probably about 10, 12 suits, shoes, jewellery, all sorts coming in. We've had people contact me from London, Lincoln, County Durham, and they're sending outfits up to me. There's a couple of businesses in town that are getting on board. Somebody's buying, one of the businesses is buying us a steamer to get all the creases out of everything. Another store is donating accessories, and they're going to do a styling event. And yesterday, the big news is John Lewis have agreed to get on board with it, and they're giving us loads of ties for the boys and some jewellery for the girls as well. So that was really, really good. On Tuesday this week, we had an international photographer in, and he did a full studio shoot with some of the current prom committee wearing all the outfits, so as we can set up like an online catalogue, we can start moving on that, so as kids can actually start looking at it. A lot of people have been waiting for school to open back up fully, and if everybody that said they've got something comes in by October half term, we will have about 100 dresses, which is just, I was expecting sort of a dozen maximum, so it's absolutely brilliant how people have responded to it.
And obviously the idea came about because you were just concerned some people may struggle to afford.
Yeah, it was more the financial side of it initially. We had a student this year whose family were really struggling, and as part of the PTA we organised with a men's hire place in Market Harborough to sort of suit and things out of him, so he was able to attend the prom, and no child should miss it, they really shouldn't. And and that was then when I started thinking about it again, and I just thought, oh, I'll put it on Facebook and see what happens. And the BBC have been down, and it's just been absolutely crazy. But something else that came out of it from the eco side of it, if you like, where we're trying to stop people spending hundreds of pounds on dresses and then they just go into landfill or whatever, is three girls have already been in, tried dresses on, and they've got their dresses for prom next year already. So that's dresses that aren't going in the bin, and then their parents aren't having to spend a fortune either. So it's been great. I don't want to limit it just to Welland Park, just Market Harbour initially, I think, but why should it not be open to other people? And it's not just for prom, you know, the students graduating from university who might want an outfit and don't want to go out and buy one. They could be going to a special occasion and they just want a really nice outfit. Why should they not come and get it from us? You know, it's going to be a minimal hire fee that will cover the dry cleaning costs, really, and that's it. Why should they not? Why should everybody should be able to access it? All the youngsters should. So that's the plan, hopefully. If anybody would like to donate anything else, you know, dresses, suits, shoes, men's and women's, accessories, coat hangers, a garment rail, anything like that, it will be very gratefully received.